The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Part 5. Rhea looked at the screen, leaning forward to get her face closer. On the screen were two images, one of Kronos in the corridor from last night, and one from the restaurant camera, showing Mercedes talking to a man in a baseball cap. "They look similar. I'm almost sure it's the same man," she tapped the screen. "The way he holds his head?"
"Actually, we can do better than this," Mick said, pushing a few keys on his keyboard.
"Have you ever heard that your gait is actually as individual as a fingerprint?"
"Well, it is. So when they're walking,"
he clicked a few more keys,
"we can compare the footage. See, there's a sort of roll to his shoulders in both of the shots."
A square box appeared around both men in the footage as they walked. Then the word "match."
"Definitely the same guy. We can follow him out of the casino on our own cams, but that's it. We don't have access to the traffic cams."
"How do they leave? Does he have a car?" Daniel asked. Mick fast-forwarded the footage as far as it would go.
"He's crossing to the Tropicana. He might have a car in their parking lot."
"Call the Tropicana and ask them to check their footage."
"Right."
Mick picked up the phone, and Rhea walked away from the computer station. She hit her fist into her other hand. Daniel walked over to her.
"Look, we'll find her. This town has more cameras than any other city in the country. No one vanishes completely.
If anyone can, he can."
"So, can your friend really follow her scent? Like a bloodhound?"
"More like a cougar following the prey, but yes, probably. She's full of surprises."
Mick looked over at them.
"Tropicana says they've got footage of him getting into a car. They're getting the plates for us now. Do you want me to call Metro and pass it on?"
Rhea looked at Daniel.
"Will it help?"
"Probably not, but we can look him up in the rent-a-car systems. We've got access to those."
"Okay. Maybe there's an address on there somewhere."
Daniel turned to Mick.
"Get the plates. Maybe there's a way to get access to the traffic."
Rhea's cell phone rang, and she got it out of her pocket, pushing the button while she looked at Daniel.
"Just a moment. Jim?"
"No, not exactly," the voice in her ear said. She felt her heart begin to pound. She'd never heard it before, and yet she knew who it belonged to.
"Get away from your friend so we can talk."
Rhea looked at Daniel.
"Excuse me for a moment, would you? Private call."
"Sure."
Daniel pointed to the corner of the surveillance room where a meeting area was closed off with glass walls.
"You can go in there if you want."
Rhea walked to the glass enclosure and closed the door behind her. She lowered her voice and stood with her back to Daniel and Mick.
"What do you want?"
"Just to talk to you." The voice sounded friendly enough.
"Does a man have to have an excuse to speak to his betrothed?"
"I am not your betrothed," Rhea said, almost spitting the words out.
"I don't know you, and I don't want to know you."
"You hurt me, my sweet. You do realize that we were created to be together? Just like in the old myths, where Gaia gave birth to Uranus, you gave birth to me. Well, in a sense, anyway. And just like Uranus became Gaia's husband, so will you be my wife."
"Been boning up on mythology, have you? Well, so have I. Kronos had a rather unfortunate end, you know. An eternity in hell."
But I won't repeat his mistakes. I won't make offspring that will cast me from my throne. Okay, enough bullshit about mythology. Where's Mercedes?
Ah, yes. The lovely young woman.
Kronos had a smile in his voice. From the company of friends that came to your rescue, as I counted on. How do you know about them?
Kronos gave a laugh that was amused and superior at the same time.
Ha ha. I thought you'd have figured that out. But I guess you're really not smarter than the rest of the people in the world, even if you are special. What you saw last night, a view through my eyes, was the first time I let you into my head. But it wasn't the first time I've been in yours. We're connected, Rhea. My powers come from your blood. I'm a part of you, whether you like it or not. You're my mother and my future partner.
So you've been spying through my dreams?
Dreams? Why would I do that? I can connect to you at any time I want. See out of your eyes. Hear what you hear. I knew your friends had split up, so I decided to take advantage of it. Of course, I only got one of them, but that's okay. I only need one for this.
She felt disgusted. The idea that he had looked through her eyes, seen what she had seen in good and bad moments, and probably spied on her relationship with Jim, made her physically ill. After what she had experienced in her dream, she didn't doubt his words. But how could she not have noticed? Why hadn't she felt anything? Yet, her voice was as cool as ever as she replied, "What do you want?"
"What do you think? I want the device. The thing the professor had constructed? The spirit killer?"
"Why?"
"Well, let's just say you're not the only one who procures items for paying customers."
"Who would want to—" Rhea began, but at the same time, the pieces fell into place.
"Of course. There's only one spirit who would be interested in not being killed. Anderson. You're working for Anderson Kramer."
10 points. Bravo. Now get the device and bring it to me."
"I don't have it. Daniel does."
"I know. That's why I called. Call me back at this number and tell me when you've got it. I'll exchange it for Mercedes. An even swap. And don't try to warn the others. I might be watching."
The phone beeped in her ear as Kronos cut the connection. Rhea lowered her phone slowly and stood for a moment looking into the wall. Her mind raced. She needed a way to tell Jim about this without Kronos finding out. But how?
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
"He can see out of my eyes," she thought. "And he can hear what I hear. But does he know what I'm thinking? Surely not. Otherwise, he wouldn't have bothered to call. He could have just sent his thoughts into my head." She lifted the hand with the phone in and began pressing buttons without looking. She had always been good at texting without looking at the keys, and now she had to write a message without even looking at the screen. She kept her eyes on the wall, trying not to focus on her own reflection in the glass, while she typed. When she was done, she walked out of the meeting room and strolled over to the computer where Mick sat.
"We've got the car. It's a Chevy van. And a name from the rental car. Jack Griffin."
Mick smiled.
which, by the way, is the name of the invisible man in the old movie with Claude Rains. Pretty funny.
Hilarious. She walked to Daniel's desk and sat on the corner of it, while she, with her one hand, slid her phone onto the desk, facing him. She didn't look at it, but instead focused on the screen with the images of Kronos.
I suppose I should find Jim and the others. We know it's him. If Feline can track him, we'll have a good shot at it. But, don't you think I should take the device now?
Daniel looked at her, then at the phone in front of him. The screen was open to the message editor, and the top line was, "Don't react." He quickly scanned the message.
"Yes. All right. I suppose so."
He fiddled with the black box a moment and handed it to her. Without looking at it more than casually, she put it in under her arm and got up, pulling her cell phone to her with the other hand.
"All right. I'll stay in touch."
Daniel reached to Mick's table and got a calling card from a small pile at the table.
"Here, use this number."
"I will."
She walked quickly out of the surveillance room and waited until she was on the casino floor to call back.
"It's me. I've got it."
"Perfect. Now, all that remains is to bring it to me."
"What do you suggest? Should I come to you?"
Kronos sounded very self-confident. Good. That's how she wanted him.
"Yes. Teleport to—"
"I'm not going to teleport here. I don't know the city well enough."
She gambled that he'd not looked through her eyes the times she'd visited the city before. "I don't want to end up in the middle of one of the Eiffel Tower's legs. Plus, I want someplace private. Someplace where we can be alone. And not a rooftop or a golf course. A private house."
Kronos hesitated. She was betting everything on the fact that he wasn't an experienced criminal and didn't know the first rule of making exchanges with someone you don't trust. Don't bring them home.
"Fine. Bring the device to number 20 Kohler Way, northeastern part of town."
Rhea smiled, but didn't let it show in her voice.
"I'll have to take a taxi to get there."
"And you can easily do so in half an hour. But no sharing that information with your friends. I might still be looking through your eyes. Don't forget that."
"Fine. Half an hour. And she better be unhurt."
Kronos laughed and hung up. Before she put the phone back in her pocket, it beeped, but she didn't look at it. It had to be a text from Daniel. He must have given Jim the message. Kronos was about to get a big surprise. Rhea went quickly to the elevator and took it upstairs to the room Mercedes had booked for them. She opened her bag and pulled out the costume she used to wear during her heists. She hadn't worn it for a while, but putting it on felt surprisingly good. She pulled up the address Kronos had given her on a map and called up a street view picture. This was dangerous. There might be a parked car or a pedestrian in the place she materialized, but she had to risk it. Mercedes' life might depend on it. She was fairly sure Kronos wouldn't spare her life, no matter what he said. She closed her eyes and vanished. Jim and Andrew followed Feline along the strip to the Tropicana Resort. She led them across the parking lot, and she stopped in an empty parking spot.
"It ends here. She must have gotten into a car."
Jim sighed. "Of course he took her in a car. He wouldn't have teleported out in the middle of the street. Plus, he might not have the control Rhea has. She told me that when she teleported Feline and me last year, it was the first time she'd ever done it with two other people along. Maybe the people in the Windy City can look and see what kind of car he's driving. We might be able to find him."
Andrew looked up at the cameras on the lampposts.
"This city has eyes everywhere."
Maybe.
Let's call. Jim put his hand in his pocket and then slapped his forehead with the other hand.
Oh, I never got his number. I just gave him mine. We have to wait for him to call.
In the meantime, let's go through our options. Andrew looked at Feline. I don't suppose you can follow the car?
No, there are way too many cars here.
Feline sniffed the air.
It's not like I can hear her heartbeat. She could be halfway across town by now.
Where would he take her? Andrew mused. Another hotel?
Too risky, Jim said. Too many cameras everywhere. If I were him, I'd have a place somewhere private. Maybe he rented a house or private apartment.
Andrew was about to reply when Jim's phone rang. He answered it.
Corrigan.
Hi, this is Daniel calling. I've got some good news and some bad news.
Let's have the bad news first, then. Although I doubt you can beat what's already happened.
Don't be too sure. Rhea just left. She got a call from our friend. He wants to make an exchange for the device.
I should have guessed. So what?
You misunderstand. He wants Rhea to make the exchange. She left to do it.
Oh, that is bad news. So what's the good?
We know how to find him.
How? What about Rhea?
I know exactly where she is and where she's going to be. You see,
Daniel spoke for a few more moments. Andrew and Feline watched Jim's face go from angry to almost pleased.
That's terrific. He'll never see that coming. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
He ended the call and looked at Feline and Andrew.
Okay, hustle. Back to the Windy City.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. Some of y'all might have heard I made the cross-country move from LA to New York last year, and Wayfair has definitely helped me create the feeling of home wherever I am. I love a cozy couch and a comfy living room that feels like our little sanctuary for our family. And I love vases, I love candles, I love anything that kind of makes you feel at home and peaceful. Anyway, something about me is I love options when it comes to making my home more me. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. Everyone loves a good deal. I mean, who does not want free and fast and easy delivery? Come on. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.